This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. And we begin our program today with Adam Knapp, the president of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber of Commerce. And he is here to survey the landscape. The latest news from the COVID front, 3,004 deaths in Louisiana, more than 50,000 positive cases in our state. And the governor has said we will be in phase two until at least July 24th. That announcement came yesterday afternoon, and no surprise since there was a spike in the last week, and in particular in the LSU area, 30 LSU football players testing positive for coronavirus. And good morning to you, Adam Knapp.
Good morning. It's still with us.
Yeah, it's still with us. And how does this affect businesses and the economy?
Well, we've been on a steady opening path. You know, we're at phase two, which 50% for most types of businesses, bars and certain event spaces still at 25%. But that 50% has been, I think for many, still trying to be able to make it work. Although in catching up with folks in the restaurant business of the last week, many are in a much better place today than they were, you know, before the shutdown or during the shutdown. So they're making it through. Thankfully for many of them, they have been given some financial resources from the federal government and state government that are helping a lot of them be able to make the money work for the short term.
Well, State Treasurer John Schroeder says he hopes to start next month distributing $300 million in federal coronavirus aid funds to small businesses. It's a program for which more than 450,000 businesses are estimated to be eligible in the state, and the grants are up to $15,000. Is this something that you think will have a lot of traction that people will be interested in?
I do. I think every kind of program like this matters. There were, Jim, a lot of folks who did not want to apply to the federal government. They deeply distrust doing anything with the SBA or the federal government and avoided it at all costs. And so having some alternative, we've seen in states like Mississippi and Idaho and others, they've taken parts of their CARES Act money to turn it into small business grants just to get some capital out to businesses, especially those that have wanted to stay kind of away from the loan forgiveness, quote unquote, that they're concerned about. And that's where this one is going to come in. We put out yesterday a brief on how that we expect that program is going to work. We invite folks to go to brac.org/recovery to read the update we put out yesterday about what's called the Main Street Recovery Grant Program, the guidance as far as we can tell it today. So we wanted to make sure we're getting that information out to folks in a timely way. But, yeah, that's going to be one that will only be expected to start flowing in July. I want to bring us to one thing sooner than that, though, Jim, which is the deadline for the Paycheck Protection Program, which is Tuesday, next Tuesday. June 30th is the end of the PPP, and businesses who have not yet chosen to apply, we still encourage them to go to their bank or find a new banking relationship if they haven't gone through their existing bank and get the paperwork together to submit. You have till Tuesday to get that done. And if you don't have a banking relationship or if you're lacking for one, please reach out to us. Go to brac.org. And either email us or call us, or you can even go to just a chat feature on the website and communicate with our team and let us know you're looking for someone who can help you get your PPP loan forgiveness request submitted.
There's talk of round three. Is there going to be more help coming, which of course means more red ink for government taxpayers, but is there a potential future round of help for businesses and citizens coming from the government?
I think if there is going to be, Jim, it's not going to look like the first rounds, but there is talk about the fact that there are still those out there that need it. You know, some of these businesses that have been under restricted operations are having to deal with sort of longer challenges. The big deal that happened, Jim, is what folks still may not be aware of, is the change from an 8-week forgiveness period to a 24-week forgiveness period that happened by Congress a few weeks ago. And that shift still is not well known yet by businesses. So those who got their PPP and have been worried about not being able to use all of it, they have a lifeline to be able to use it for a much longer period than was originally sold to them. And that's going to be something that will, even the existing program had a chance of leaving a lot of money on the table as folks hit that original 8-week window. Well, that, if you haven't talked to your banker about it, that window is now a 24-week period. So encouraging folks to make sure that they know exactly how much is available to them and what they've been approved for.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org for Adam Knapp as we move along this morning, the president of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, and an email from not one but two listeners about what's going on with the school board, with several members calling for Connie Bernard to resign. You've been involved in school board races. Did you support Ms. Bernard?
Our PAC has not endorsed Ms. Bernard in past races, and I think this is a moment in time for Baton Rouge to gut check where it is, too. I mean, this is a really contentious issue. You know, Ms. Bernard has been in a tough spot for a few years after coming into an incident with a student that, you know, she's been dealing with some charges related to that, and then, you know, tweeting about Robert E. Lee and his history, and then, you know, being seen to be shopping during the debate about renaming the school. Just a series of incidents that make you question about whether she can be effective as a member to represent her district. So I think the for the public to know, there are only two ways that somebody leaves the school board once you're elected. Either the person chooses themselves to resign, or a recall petition has to successfully recall the elected official. So you saw yesterday four members stand up and say that all of the African-American members of the school board say that they're asking for her to resign so that they can move forward. We've got a new superintendent arriving soon, you know, coming in from Miami, and you hate to have a person have to come in with a very contentious environment. You want to be able to move forward and focus on the kids and focus on education. So there's I think there'll be a lot of continued pressure over the next few weeks of trying to kind of deal with this issue. I think it's one that's going to be prevalent, and that recall petition is probably the next phase of this.
All right. Well, Connie Bernard, by the way, has been invited to appear on this show, as she was a few years ago when she got in an earlier dust-up. She declined then, has not responded now. Gary Chambers says he will be with us tomorrow, so we will talk with him, and his emotional denouncement of the school board member has, of course, gone viral nationally. And as you state, four members are calling for her resignation. Yesterday, she said she, after prayerful consideration, would not resign. But it sounds as though you're saying that it might be better if she did.
I think it's hard for the district and the board to operate effectively at any rate, unless, you know, she chooses to make a decision. And that would be the fastest and smoothest transition, is that she decides that she can no longer kind of effectively lead for the kids of the district. And I think that's going to be a decision she needs to, you know, continue to evaluate, and her constituents and supporters need to continue to evaluate. But that recall petition is going to gain steam, I would expect. And, you know, seeing that student activism has been very, very prevalent all summer, especially in the last month, we should expect that students will probably be at the front of that charge.
Well, it would be in her best interest, I think, if she wishes to stay, and apparently she does, to appear on shows like this and state her case. And she is a person who has not been reticent about doing things that are outside the box. Adam, I recall 10 years ago when my friend Fred Dent Sr. died, I was at his funeral, and Connie was at the funeral home right before the ceremony, passing out push cards for her race for school board. So there's a lady who has some brass. Not many people would be passing out push cards at a funeral, but Connie Bernard did it.
That is a great anecdote. Thank you for sharing. I did not know that story.
Well, hopefully she also will come on this show. We'd love to hear from Connie Bernard, but at this time, division is not a good thing, but sometimes it can't be avoided. Is she just a lightning rod for a lot of other things that are happening in our world, and she just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or is she somebody who's ill-equipped to have this position? What is it?
I think it was tone deaf to be shopping during a school board meeting and to try to go online and defend Robert E. Lee during a moment in time where the public is talking about moving forward from the history of the Civil War, and that was just a series of misjudged moments, if nothing else. But it, I think it, you'll hear from Gary and others tomorrow, it's also representative of just a blindness to who we are and where we are as a society right now that's going to be called into question for all of our leaders, elected and otherwise. And, Jim, I think it comes to also where we are in education. We also have to have some really difficult conversations about how to make sure that education is delivering high-quality results for all kids, and how can you do that when you have these kinds of issues hanging over your district?
Well, thank you, Adam Knapp. Appreciate your candor and comments, and we'll be talking perhaps next week if things go according to plan. Always enjoy the time with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll be back with more Talk Louisiana after this 90-second pause.